Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. I can't thank you enough for listening to today's program. We're doing piano blues today. And I've always done mostly guitarist, because I'm a guitarist. But there's some really good blues musicians out there that play the piano. And think about that, though. You got to go a little bit farther south, below the Mississippi Delta, all the way down to New Orleans. And, you know, it's almost got the jazz and the ragtime and the gospel and the Creole. It all kind of mixes together down there. And because that was some pretty cool stuff. And one of the best piano players ever come out of New Orleans was Dr. John. Remember who Dr. John was, but he's been around for a very long time. Well, he's gone now, but he played, I think he made 30 albums, and he, I think he played on thousands of other people's songs as a session musician. And he embraced New Orleans. He embraced the lifestyle, the culture, and everything. He was born there, raised there, and died there. And here we go. How about Basin Street Blues from Dr. John?
Characters from the first precinct meet in New Orleans, city of a million dreams, and you never know how nice it seems when you're way down south in New Orleans and you be hugging and a kissing. That's what I've been missing. Hear all that good music, Lord, if you just listen. Yeah, New Orleans is true. And that's why I got these Basin Street Blues. St. Louis Cemetery meet in New Orleans, land of a million dreams. You'll never beat them rice and beans way down south in New Orleans. Basin Street, that's the street. Yeah, where everybody sooner or later gonna meet New Orleans. Yes, it's true, I got those Basin Street Blues. Ain't you glad you went with me on down that Mississippi? We took a boat to the land of dreams. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin. Now ain't you glad you went with me straight on down that Mississippi. We took a boat to the land of dreams, and heaven on earth, they called it Basin Street.
There's Basin Street Blues, Dr. John. Well, that's got New Orleans written all over it. He's born in New Orleans, raised in New Orleans. He was born Malcolm John Robinac. And he embraced the New Orleans culture. He did not try to powder it in any way. He was from New Orleans. He was proud to be from New Orleans. And he embraced the culture so much. Some of his early shows had people on stage that were theatrical. He had people on stage in Mardi Gras costumes, medicine shows, voodoo ceremonies on stage. How about that? So he disliked the fact that he was from New Orleans, and he was very proud of it, and a very influential guy in New Orleans. And here's another song right here. Typical Dr. John, On the Wrong Side of the Railroad Tracks.
You know this might look like a slum to some. They think it's the senior side. But to me, it's the dreamy side. The peach and creamy side. Railroad tracks, shirts are never stuck, gowns have backs. It's a neighborhood where folks could relax, always be wondering where the other side. Of the railroad tracks, you ain't gotta worry about no income tax. The ask for it, you by chimney stacks. You always be wondering where the other side. That you might say looks a little rusty and dusty. People, we got to keep on surviving. Got to take a lot of heart, put up with all this shucking and jiving. On the wrong side of the right of way, social workers work and husbands play. We all go to bed at the break of day. We always be wondering where the other side lies. Go ahead, Bob. low down funky swing. Dresses may have holes, and that's the latest fashion thing. It's called natural air conditioning. We always be wondering where the other side lies. Ceilings, they might crumble. You know, stumble bums might trip and stumble. To you, it might be squalid. Lord, but to me, Lord, it's a total solid. Of the railroad track, shirts are never stuffed, guys have bags. It's a neighborhood where folks can relax. Always we be wondering what the other side be like.
Wrong side of the tracks. The great Dr. John. Man, you can tell that New Orleans sound written all over it. I love Dr. John. You know, it's hard to believe in his career. He recorded 30 studio albums, 9 live albums, and I think he said record on over 2,000 session recordings for other artists. That's pretty amazing right there. And not only that, he's won 6 Grammy Awards and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. What a great career. Really, what a great man. And I love his singing. I love his piano playing. And how did this song right here? It's called Clean Water.
Clean all the waters in the world.
Clean all the waters in the world.
Let's all lend a hand, save our land.
Clean all the waters in the world.
Clean all the waters in this world.
Clean all the waters.
You know, if we hesitate, it's gonna be too late.
Clean all the waters in the world.
Clean, clean water. Pure, clean. Clean water. Let's lend a helping hand. Let's save our land.
Clean all the waters in the world.
Clean all the waters in the world. Let's lend a helping hand, yeah. Save our land.
Clean all the waters in the world.
Clean all the waters in the world. I'm sure he can relate because he, down in New Orleans there, you got the Mississippi River, you got Lake Pontchartrain, and you got the Gulf of Mexico, and a lot going on down there. Love me some Dr. John. He's New Orleans. He's all about New Orleans. But don't go away. We got another guy from New Orleans coming up next, and he's really cool, and some consider him the really king of rock and roll. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.